Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that reading magazines or blogs or books is probably not your job. If any form of undone recreational reading sparks guilt for you, just abandon it. You don't have to read it. I hear from a lot of people about how they use their time and how they feel about their time. People with demanding careers and personal lives sometimes report feeling behind because they have unread books, unread magazines, and blog posts hanging over their heads. They feel pressured to get caught up on their reading. The stack of books and magazines by their beds, or the newsletters in their inbox, the feeds from their favorite blogs, they become like nagging tasks on their to-do lists. But you know what? They really don't have to be. There are a lot of things we have to do in life, but pleasure reading is not one of them. When you are reading something that is not for your job, it is supposed to be fun. And that means if you stop enjoying what you are reading, you should probably stop reading. It turns out that unread magazines don't have to be read. Blogs don't have to be visited. Newsletters can be deleted unopened. Books can be returned to the library even if you've never cracked them open. Magazines, blogs, and books are intended to be a source of pleasure or a diversion. So if undone reading makes you feel guilty, you need to find a way to remove it from your personal list of expectations as soon as possible. Now, here is a perspective that just might help. There are close to infinite amounts of content out there. You are only one person with exactly 24 hours a day, no more. If you manage to read a book a week, which is a lot, that is 50 books a year. If you are going to live for 40 more years, that is only 2,000 more books in your life. There are generally more books than that in even the smallest of branch libraries. You are never going to get through all of it, let alone all the blog posts, magazines, or, dare we say it, podcast episodes out there. Now, I know that is one thing to know rationally. That doesn't change that many people feel the weight of their own unmet expectations. I mean, you really do like The Economist. Hey, so do I. You would, in theory, like to read it cover to cover. To say nothing of all the amazing novels and helpful blog posts and, yes, podcasts out there. So that leaves the question, if you do feel guilty when you see unconsumed material piling up, what should you do? Well, if you have the space for physical things here, one option is to just let it pile up and accept that there will be a big pile there, waiting for you to glean the finest bits during a future time when you might create a little more availability. Whenever we go on vacation, my husband and I take a stack of about a dozen issues of The Economist with us and plow through them. You can then do a purge every few months or so, dumping anything that is more than a few months old. If there was a really important article for your industry or that mentioned your company, guess what? Somebody would have told you about it. You might carve out a few hours on a weekend to peruse the unread pile and read anything you are particularly drawn to. One story per issue should do it. If nothing looks good on the cover, well, into the recycling bin it goes. Then you can also consider whether you might be better off unsubscribing to things. If you don't seem to read an email newsletter anymore, well, go ahead and get off the list. If a particular magazine never quite catches your eye when it comes, or it constitutes most of the bulk in that unread pile, well, maybe better to let it go. If you find yourself continually putting off starting a book, give it to someone else. If you desperately need to read it in the future, I'm guessing you could get it back, or you could buy it again. And much as I love book clubs, if you don't really enjoy having to read books, go find a bridge club or a running group, or a book club where no one actually reads the book and you just drink wine. No judgments from me. Few kids like homework, and guess what? Few adults do either. So when something that is supposed to feel like pleasure starts feeling like homework, or even just a source of guilt, dispatch it. Pleasure reading is supposed to be about pleasure, which means a lot of it is to some degree interchangeable for that purpose after a while. The pleasure is the point, not the content of the particular article itself. You probably won't know what you are missing, and you will be just as happy reading some future magazine article that comes in as you would be reading one in the pile. A magazine spread featuring a gorgeous garden, or let's say an article about innovations in business class seats on planes. Both can be interesting when you've got some downtime. So it doesn't really matter if you read one or the other. Your favorite blogger will probably keep posting, and if you find yourself with a little extra time some night, you can go back through and read what you missed. Or not. You are in charge of your time. So fill it with experiences you value and enjoy. No need to feel guilty about this. Expectations are infinite, but time is finite. We are always choosing. That's just the way of the world. Not a reason to feel bad at all. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.